This is AgriPulse Job Time for Friday, June 20th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. AgriPulse is reporting that President Donald Trump's 90-day pause on many of the country-specific reciprocal tariffs set to expire in less than 3 weeks. While Trump trade officials say that trade packs are coming, some on Capitol Hill anxious over the delay on finished trade deals. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson told AgriPulse he wants to speed up negotiations as quickly as possible. After the April 2nd tariff announcement, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro told Fox Business Network the U.S. would use the threat of the new duties to chase 90 deals in 90 days. But more than 2 months after the Trump Liberation Day tariff splurge, the administration is well short of that mark. Only the United Kingdom has a framework deal, and the U.S. and China are still at odds over tariffs, although both sides have agreed to reduce those and keep talking. The uncertainty around what tariff rates will apply to U.S. trade partners after the pause, well, that's complicating investment and business decisions, clouding economists' economic outlooks, including the Fed Reserve. The Fed opted to keep interest rates flat this week, Chair Jerome Powell citing ongoing tariff uncertainty. The Fed did pencil in, though, 2 quarter-point rate cuts in the second half of this year this week. But with trade policy still highly uncertain, some central bank officials are suggesting that the next meeting in July might be too soon to cut rates. Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said she's been encouraged by falling inflation, but it's wary that it could rise again if prices are lifted by the Trump administration tariffs. Daly told CNBC this afternoon, "What we saw last month is not a predictor of what we'll see in coming months, just because we do have the tariffs." Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin also said today the Fed should not cut too quickly. He told Reuters nothing is burning on either side such that it suggests there is a rush to act. Barkin and Daly participate in Fed deliberations, but they don't set policy. Senator Todd Young of Indiana said he also was unsatisfied with the current pace of negotiations. This week, President Trump told reporters he doesn't feel the European Union is offering a fair deal, and he described tough negotiations with the Japanese. Well, the news has focused on the price of oil as the war between Iran and Israel continues. But Arlen Suderman with Stone X says fertilizer prices were the first to see the impact.
When Israel hit the South Par natural gas field closer to Oman, which shares that gas field, that supplied the natural gas for Iran's urea production. And Iran is number 3 exporter of urea in the world, in addition to exporting some anhydrous ammonia. So that meant that its urea production and anhydrous ammonia production was essentially shut down. Egypt is the number 4 exporter of urea in the world, and it gets its natural gas to produce that urea from Israel. But Israel turned off its natural gas pipes as a preemptive strike when the war started.
Suderman says if the conflict spreads further in that region, the implications for farmers could be most challenging.
With all the supplies of natural gas that are there, that also are big exporters of urea fertilizer, and in some cases anhydrous ammonia, and if this becomes a more regional conflict, they could be affected as well. And then you look at Israel as a significant exporter of potash. So all of these are factors going forward, and certainly something we'll be watching here in the United States.
The conflict between Russia and Ukraine also impacted fertilizer production. Brazilian farmers, the next to plant, would be the most impacted by lower supplies and higher prices. The U.S. would be the next in line, impacting fall fertilizer applications. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dally.